Welcome to Inspired Entrepreneur Radio with me, Nick Williams, co-founder of Inspired Entrepreneur. In each show, I'm going to be delving into a subject that I think is crucial for your happiness, your inspiration, and your success. And the topic of this week's show is showing up. I'm going to be sharing some of my tips and experiences, as well as talking to New York Times bestselling author Mike Dooley.
Once you hold up your light, immediately people will assemble to see what you've got to share.
In the last 12 years, Mike has come from being completely unknown to being one of the most successful teachers of metaphysical ideas on the planet today. His daily emails go out to over 370,000 people every day. So he's going to be giving us more tips later on in the show. Now, it took me quite a long time to realise that hiding out and waiting to be discovered was not going to be a successful business strategy. I don't know whether you've tried that one. You know, thinking to yourself, well, if I'm that good, people will find me. Truth is, you have to show up and let people know you in order to be successful. Now, that needn't be an obnoxious activity. It's not about putting yourself in the spotlight and saying, listen to me, look at me, I've got stuff to sell you. It's about having a generosity of heart and a generosity of spirit that says, I'm going to show up and share what I've got inside me. I'm going to share my talents. I'm going to share my creative gifts. I'm going to share my ideas with people. And some of those people are going to resonate with what I share and what I show up with. And some of those people ultimately are going to want to buy some of what I do. And they're going to become clients. I'm going to be able to serve them. So for me, there's a big distinction between showing off and showing up. I certainly grew up in a family where I was discouraged from showing off. I was told that it was a kind of bad, even a sinful thing to do. So it took me a long time to become comfortable with the possibility of showing up and that being a good thing and a generous thing to do in the world. I think one of my greatest tips around showing up, though, is don't wait until you're ready. Show up before you're ready. That's where the real power lies. We all have doubts. We all have fears. We all have uncertainties. That's not the question. The question is, will you show up anyway, or will you use those things as excuses? When I caught up with Mike Dooley in London recently, it was the day after a workshop that he'd run for 200 people in Paddington called Playing the Matrix. I met him a few years ago. I got to really like him. I think he's a really great guy, as well as being very successful and having a big impact in the world. So the first question I asked him was, you know, how did he feel when he showed up as Notes from the Universe? Did he feel confident? Did he feel ready? What did he tell himself?
Who the heck am I to be talking about this stuff? Particularly 11 years ago when I felt like my life was a train wreck.
You can't even inspire yourself, let alone inspire anybody else.
Yeah, and I just remember thinking, you know, how arrogant, how presumptuous, how ridiculous. But I felt like I did have a handle on reality, an insight that most people did not have. And because I was, you know, at the baseline, starting over again, it was like, why not throw it out there? You know, I wrestled with myself for weeks upon weeks before I sent my first insightful email to subscribers. And as soon as I did, to my true shock, there was instant appreciation sent back to me. You know, people saying, wow, this is great, I'm looking forward to Mondays now, because I sent out a Monday email. And the more I sent out, the more the appreciation. And it made me realize that once you hold up your light, immediately people will assemble to see what you've got to share, and they will discern and take from that message what suits them, what they need to hear. And I think what you're doing, Nick, is fantastic, because so many of us, almost everybody to a degree or another, has something to share and something to say. And if they can get past their self-doubts and begin sharing it, the audience will assemble. You know, it's like a fact of life. And if they enjoy it, then the attendees will enjoy it all that much more. It'll be that much more meaningful.
Another tip of mine would be to show up authentically and with the brilliance that you have inside you. I have a belief that everybody has a brilliance inside them. I don't think it's anything we can take a huge amount of credit for, because I actually think it came with our creation. But what I think we can take the credit for is the willingness to show up in the world with our brilliance. Like Mike Dooley did, you know, he had inspiration, he had ideas. They weren't particularly his, they kind of came to him through inspiration, but by him being willing to show up in the world and share them, he made a difference, because he showed up with what had come to him. And I think another tip of mine would be to show up intelligently. What do I mean by that? Show up to the people that might be able to hire you, or might want to hire you, or that you could create more opportunities and connections with. Let me give you a quick story of mine that demonstrates how I showed up for something that I really didn't feel like doing, but because it was a place where I could have been seen and known by people, something wonderful happened. A few years ago, I was invited to give a talk at the Organic Food and Wine Show at Alexandra Palace in London. I was invited to do this talk, I think, in June 2005. The talk was actually in the September of 2005. So I said yes, but as the day approached in September, I was a bit reluctant because I'd heard it hadn't been well marketed, there was hardly going to be anybody there, and I wasn't sure there was any point. Even as I drove there and I arrived, I thought maybe it's not worth it. It's a rainy day, there doesn't look like there's many cars in the car park, looks like it's going to be a waste of time. Why don't I just go home, because I live fairly close by. But I thought, no, I'm a man of commitment, I've said I'll do this, I'll show up and give this talk. I showed up. And I think by the time I started talking, there was two people and a dog listening to me speaking. By the end of the talk, luckily, the dog had wandered off, and I think there was about 20 people, so at least there was more people at the end than the beginning. I think I sold one book, and then I just decided, you know, to start packing up and go home. You know, I'd fulfilled my commitment. I don't know, you know, in a way, what had come of it. And then this woman came up and spoke to me, and she said, "My name's Cherie. Can I introduce you to Mr. Kesselman? We run a multivitamin and mineral company based in New York City, and once a year we have our annual sales conference in California. It's in January, and we really enjoyed listening to you speaking and wondered whether you might be interested to come and give your presentation to our sales conference next January." Now, it didn't take me long to say yes, obviously. I was interested. And to cut a long story short, 4 months later, I was being flown out to Santa Barbara Airport, picked up in a limousine, taken to Santa Ynez, which was very close to where Michael Jackson used to live, put up on a 2,000-acre ranch, gave a two-hour presentation, given loads of money for doing it, got to hang out with some American friends of mine that lived nearby, had a fantastic time. Why? Number one, I was willing to show up when I didn't really feel like showing up, when I was reluctant to show up. And number two, I showed up in an environment where there might have been people that were interested in what I had to say. So be willing to show up also intelligently. Think of the people that you want to be seen and known by, and think about how you can be seen and known by them. The final question I asked Mike Dooley was, given the level of success that he has created today, what advice would he give to him, the him that was just starting off 11 or 12 years ago, that was beginning to show up, but had no idea of the consequence and the impact of him showing up? What advice would he give to him 12 years ago?
That touches my heart, actually, because yeah. I think with the greatest fondness of the younger me 10 years ago, who was so scared, mm-hmm. I mean truly scared, and doubtful, and I look back and if I could just say, you know, hang in there, because you can do it, and it's going to be better than you even imagine right now. And I know you're scared, and I know it seems like the action steps you're taking are futile compared to the life you're dreaming of, but all you have to do is hold on to the vision in spite of appearances that now are surrounding you, and do something, a few somethings every single day, and this will be enough to turn the tide and you will arrive. But it's funny, the journey is the best part. Mm-hmm. You know, you get there and it's better than you thought, but then you look back at where you've been and the chasms you've crossed and the dragons you slayed, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, that was
what
the best
journey.
Part. That was the best
better
part.
Than any film I've ever seen.
Well, truth is stranger than fiction.
So my encouragement to you is simply to keep showing up. You've got no idea of the impact and the magic and the wonderful things that can happen when you show up. I want to finish off today with a thought from a friend of mine, Dr. Robert Holden, who's the author of a dozen books and has been a guest on the Oprah Winfrey Show. He says, "To be successful in work, life, and relationships, you have to do one thing first. You have to show up. In other words, you have to be willing to show the world who you are and what you believe in. And you have to keep showing up in spite of the knockbacks and the heartbreaks. The temptation to edit yourself and to hide out will only leave you feeling dead inside. I truly believe that you have gifts and talents and love and capabilities that the world needs. So please, show up. Give us what you've got." This is Nick Williams saying thank you so much for listening to Inspired Entrepreneur Radio. In the next show, I'm going to be delving into the subject of how we beat our inner critic and getting some fantastic tips from Artist Way author Julia Cameron about how she has beat her inner critic to so far write 32 books. See you next time. Bye-bye.